Tainted Realm Trilogy, Book 2, Rebellion. Written by Ian Irvine and read by Grant Cartwright.
Lord Rixium!
Her voice was desperate.
You gotta get up now! The enemy are coming, coming fast!
Rix's right wrist throbbed abominably, and so did the back of his head. He groaned, rolled over, and cracked his ear on a stone edge. His cheek and chest were numb, as if he'd been lying on ice.
What?
He mumbled.
Where?
His eyes were gummed shut, and he didn't want to open them, didn't want to see.
Chancellor's stolen Tali and Ranilt away to milk their healing blood.
He recognized her voice now. A maidservant, Glinny.
And Lord Tobri's been chucked off the tower, head first, splat!
Said a boy's voice from behind Rix.
Ben!
Glinny said sharply. Rix winced. Did he have to be so matter-of-fact about it?
Tobe was my oldest friend. I'm sorry, Lord, said Glinny. How long was I out? Only 5 minutes, but you're first on their death list, Lord. If we don't go now, we're gonna die.
Don't call me Lord, Glinny.
Lord?
My parents were executed for high treason, he said softly. House Ricinus has fallen. The palace lies in ruins, and I betrayed my own mother. I am utterly dishonored. Don't call me Lord.
Rixium?
She tugged at his arm, the good one.
That's what my murdering mother called me.
Call me Rix. Glinny rubbed his eyelids with her fingertips. The sticky secretions parted to reveal a slender servant girl, about 17 years old. Tangled masses of flame-coloured hair, dark green eyes, and a scatter of freckles on her nose. Rix had not yet turned 20, yet he felt a lifetime older, foul and corrupt.
Get up, she said. Give me a minute.
They were on the top of his tower, at the rear of what remained of Palace Ricinus. From where Rix lay, he could not see over the surrounding wall, and did not want to. Did not want to see the ruin a 100-foot fall had done his dearest friend.